Your request, your choice in music. Radio Evan Brooks.
My name is Norman. I've been a patient in Evan Brooks on and off, well, I wouldn't like to say for how many months at a time. I know it's been a long, long time. But I know each time I'm admitted, I've always got my friends from Radio Evan Brooks to help me get through some of these really difficult times.
At Radio Evan Brooks, we aim to offer a service to patients that no other radio or TV station can provide. It would be easy to model ourselves on the stations you can hear on your radio at home, but that would be missing the point. We're not broadcasting to people who are driving to work or cleaning the house. We're providing a service to people from a variety of backgrounds who have just one thing in common. They all have the misfortune to be in hospital. And as a hospital radio station, we can offer patients much more than just an extra radio channel on their bedside units. We can provide company, friendship, something to get involved in and to take their mind off other matters.
This is for Elizabeth Talbot on Ward D6. She liked Elvis, A Little Less Conversation. Thank you, Radio Evan Brooks.
My name's Rhiannon.
My name's Lucy.
My name's Katie.
Get well soon, Nanny.
I was spending the day with a young man at the seaside. And we had a lovely day looking round the shops and buying some of the coronation gifts.
And I requested one this time for my husband. We've been married 60 years, so I chose it for him.
What have you chosen?
And her lovely son, a pericoma.
We believe in making hospital radio a truly interactive experience for patients rather than a one-way communication. We involve patients in the shows as much as possible. Radio Evan Brooks has a very strong presence on the wards, with several hours every day given over to playing requests collected from patients. Request shows are usually staffed by large teams, giving every presenter the time to chat with patients, reminisce and have a laugh.
They come up under the ward to have a word, a matter, and it really is appreciated.
As I move on to Peter, who's on D9, he said that he would like to hear something by Ella Fitzgerald. He had it at his bedside.
This is for Ian and Ian. From Ian to Ian and Ian from Ian. They're on beds next door to each other up there on D8.
We are now on Ward C5, and Ed, I gather that it was your birthday yesterday, yeah?
Yeah, 71. I made it.
Hello, it's the voice of the balls from the National Lottery here. It's Alan Dedicote. So, what's the number to call? Let's find out. First up tonight is Star. Now, we've not seen that one before ever, have we, come to think of it? Next is number 3. Quite a common one, that. Many people's favourite. What's next? Number 1. That's the lowest of them all. Just 2 more to go, ladies and gentlemen. Number 8. Quite a novelty, that one. We've not seen that one for quite a while. And finally tonight, my goodness me, I don't believe it, number 1 again. How can that happen? So, let's recap then. The number to call is Star. 3181.
Patient interaction doesn't stop after the ward rounds. There's a free phone line to the studio, and with the purchase of new equipment in 2003, patients can now be put on air, often resulting in a bit of inter-ward rivalry.
Competition.
Yes, I'm not sure, but I think it's Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Christine, tell us which ward you're on, please.
D4.
Jim wins.
I think there's a bit of skullduggery going on here.
I was on a stand in the Mall with my father's. Actually sat next to Megan Lloyd-George. Very pleasant lady she was. And then I remember quite clearly the announcement about climbing Everest.
Along with the ability to record patients during the ward rounds, this helps us to keep the communication going before, during, and sometimes after a show is broadcast.
You get a nice little conundrum to work out, and that gets the old grey matter going. And then you suddenly find that you've got a twinge, a bit of a pain. And you say, oh no, can't be bothered with the pain. I've got to get on with this conundrum and get it worked out. And let's put the pain to one side.
Quizzes and competitions are a great way to get people involved in the show, especially when there's a prize up for grabs. In the past year, we have made new contacts with shops and businesses that have kept us well stocked with competition prizes. During the week, patients can take part in competitions like Musical Consequences, Nostalgia Bingo, and Who's That Then?
This Hollywood legend was born in Los Angeles on June 1st, 77 years ago. You don't know, were you there?
No.
It may have been around, who knows?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, that's the first clue. So if you know who that is, who's that then, give us a call on star 3181.
Now then, now we get to the saucy bit. And he said to her...
We get packages from home, we get movies, we get shows, we get...
Mary, you there?
I'm here.
She's here. There we are. Right, you are live on Radio Addenbrookes.
Yep.
You know, Richard, we're very thorough here when we check people's cards, and so we're going to ask Mary to call out those lucky numbers.
Yes, I'm going to cross them off.
What were your three numbers tonight, Mary?
My numbers are 14, 21 and 24.
No, we haven't got any of those.
come on, it's my big night.
Congratulations, Mary.
Well done.
Yeah, so pleased. Radio.
It is going out to Joshua Davies, who's 5 years old, up there on C3. And Joshua, this is for you from Mummy and Daddy.
Who let the dogs out?
Once a week, Radio Addenbrookes makes a special visit to the children's wards to prepare for a show where audience participation is virtually guaranteed.
Hello. Why did the orange stop and think?
I don't know. Why did the orange stop and think?
Because you ran out of juice.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sultan.
Sultan who?
Sultan Pepper.
The presenters go onto the wards a couple of hours before the show starts so that they can spend some time with the children and give the parents a bit of a rest. During the show, there's plenty to keep the young audience entertained, with competitions, jokes and a short story reading.
Look, there's a piece of paper with a picture on it. It could be a clue.
The squirrel was right. On the paper, Percy had drawn a picture of a seesaw.
The music, of course, is selected by the kids and their parents.
This is a request for Oliver Holmes from Dad and Mum and Macaulay and Megan. And we're going to play Bob the Builder for you. Get well soon. Love, Dad and Mum.
Do I say what I want?
That's it.
Britney Spears, I Love Rock and Roll.
And who's it for?
Our dad.
And what's your name?
Rebecca. Sarah.
Bye-bye. Is this thing on?
I'd like to hear Running Key of Tomorrow Never Comes for Natalie May Britt. Love, Mum and Dad.
Sometimes late at night.
The request shows are complemented by a selection of other programmes with themes such as 60s and 70s music, country and comedy. However, every show, whether or not it is a request show, is tailored to the tastes and needs of our audience. Before a new live show can be added to the schedule, its proposed format must demonstrate that the show will both encourage patient interaction and be unique to hospital radio.
The people, the presenters, they're such, as I say, such a very friendly lot. Just as a fun instance, Jill, she reads her little stories about 9:30 on a Tuesday evening.
Christmas morning, 1949. A light drizzle was falling as my sister Jill and I ran out of the Methodist church, eager to get home and play with the presents Santa had left for us and our baby sister Sharon.
And obviously there's been once or twice when I've been feeling too good, therefore I probably missed it. But there was dear old Jill. Up she comes. There you are, Norman. There's the book. Read the stories that you've missed. Now that is real friendship. And I don't know of any other radio station that would do that.
At Radio Addenbrookes, we like to involve more than just the patients. Where possible, we involve staff and other volunteers and service providers to encourage a sense of community and togetherness in the hospital.
My name's Roger Carter and I work in Addenbrookes Convenience Store. My favourite song is Bill With Us and The Lovely Day because it reminds me of spring.
My name is Doreen Jacqueline. I work on D5. My favourite song is Christa Berg's Lady in Red because it reminds me of my husband.
Radio Addenbrookes, your choice in music.
Working with staff and other volunteers helps us to build closer bonds so that we can work together to make life better for the patients. We sometimes invite staff to join us in the studio to talk about their work, where we try to keep things both informative and entertaining.
How long have you been a nurse at Addenbrookes?
I've been a nurse 2 years at Addenbrookes. About 2.5 years.
And your aspirations in terms of nursing?
To make lots of money.
Really? You think you're going to be a rich nurse?
Are you in the wrong job, though?
Oh, I think that's pretty cool.
As well as talking about their work, we invite staff and volunteers to recall personal memories and pick out their favourites in a weekly Desert Island Disc-style interview.
The Addenbrookes Advice Centre is there for anyone connected with Addenbrookes Hospital. We're there to provide advice and information on anything connected with your rights and responsibilities. following year they did My Fair Lady, and I had the part of Freddie Ainsford Hill, and I have this one song I've often walked down this street before, and it's just a beautiful song.
Patients who are confined to a hospital bed for long periods of time can sometimes start to lose touch with the world outside their ward. At Radio Addenbrookes, we produce special features designed to bring hospital and community events to the patient's bedside, helping them to experience the atmosphere of these occasions.
You're listening to the 39th Cambridge Folk Festival on Radio Addenbrookes.
Can I just say, I met Stephen Hawkins. It was quite impressive, so we went and had a little chat.
I've been coming for probably about 30 years.
It's always a question, which is going to be the surprise band of the year? And it's not necessarily the biggest band in the programme.
Right, and when do they come on?
You find them.
For 30 years, an event has been happening on Midsummer Common in Cambridge on the first Saturday of every June. This year was no exception. Saturday the 7th of June, let Radio Addenbrookes take you down to the Strawberry Fair.
Let me take you down, cos I'm going to Strawberry Field.
Oh, describe the fair.
Fun.
Exotic.
Mad.
Oh, how can you describe a festival? They're always wonderful.
Fabulous.
And every year, as part of their hectic schedule, the Salvation Army Choir, known as the Songsters, pays a visit to Addenbrookes to tour the wards and sing our favourite carols. I dropped in at the Salvation Army Hall in Tennyson Road, Cambridge, to listen to the band and songsters rehearsing.
We'll go to the hospital, we'll go to the hospice. So you get a real rich mixture of humanity to whom we're ministering.
In the last 10 years, Radio Addenbrookes has changed almost beyond recognition, with the team more than tripling in numbers and gaining a much stronger sense of purpose and direction. The results of this were much in evidence during a special 12-hour live broadcast that simply would not have been possible for Radio Addenbrookes 3 or 4 years ago.
You're listening to the All Day Lie-In.
The all-day lie-in, which took place during Hospital Broadcasting Week, involved 20 members of our team and was aimed at bringing together people from the whole hospital community. We visited every ward on our rota, collecting well over 100 requests from patients, visitors and staff. A Grand National sweepstake and our biggest ever bingo game were among the 15 competitions that we ran through the day, and we hosted several guests from the hospital. One of the highlights was the inter-ward staff quiz, eventually won by a rule-bending entry from Ward D7.
Rightio, we are here on Ward D7, and I'm talking to Ray.
Yeah.
Hiya, Ray.
Hello.
You've been bullied into this, haven't you?
Yes, I am.
What we're going to do is, because you can't go down to the studio, I've come up to you. On a Sunday night, which popular game is played at 8:30?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
On Radio Addenbrookes.
Bingo. Bingo. Yeah?
No cheating going on there. Right, okay, what we're going to do...
We all enjoy hospital radio and find it very rewarding, especially when we hear nice comments from patients and see smiles on their faces. And that will always be the true measure of our success.
I like the friendly voices because people come and talk to you and the time they give up willingly. It's just nice.
It's excellent. The music they play and the requests, I think, very good. Puts patients in touch with one another.
And this is something that livens you up and it's something we discuss afterwards. So it's a great talking point.
In the evening when all your visitors have gone, it's something to sort of participate in and listen to.
Continue to listen. And if I can't sleep at night, I put my earphones on and it really lulls me back.
They say there's two types of medicine. There's the nasty medicines which the doctors prescribe. But there's the other medicine, laughter. That's the medicine I like, what I get from Radio Addenbrookes. Downstairs, in the bowels of the earth where everything happens with Radio Addenbrookes, I'm sure it's just one big, happy family down there. And I'm privileged to be part of that family. Radio!